Dieter, first of all, is a frustration that we couldn't get a game in this evening?
Yeah, I think we'll take the 1 point. I think it would have been quite a effort to pull that runs down, but you never know. It was quite a good wicket, and pity that the weather came in, but there's nothing we can control on that, is it?
I guess, like it proved on Friday, you don't know what a good score is off a short number of overs, and it only takes one good over, so it doesn't either way.
And exactly, and you see how the openers of them, how they got them to a flyer there in the beginning. It's so difficult, especially on this field, to restrict guys in that first power play overs that you've got. Obviously, you would have only had one, I reckon, but you never know if you can get a good over there. Always on the have a chance to get that runs.
What was it like to bowl at Hales and Vessels at the beginning? She bowled a really good first over, but I guess the odds are against you, aren't they, with the field up and them hitting it so cleanly?
Yeah, exactly. It's obviously you have your little bit of game plans, what you want to execute, but you saw the class of them. You can only do that much, and they batted very well. At a stage, felt like you had no fielders out there, and credit's due. You have to give it to them.
But we did really well, didn't we? In the end, obviously Callum got a couple of wickets, and then you got two as well. And suddenly, we just pegged them back a little bit towards the end.
Exactly. Yeah, it just shows you if you take a few wickets, what it does to the run rate as well. I think we let ourselves a little bit down in the field as well. I think we could have easily squeezed them to around about 190. A little bit of dew on the outfield and so on, and not really timing your dives and balls going over for four and so on. So at the end of the day, we'll take this 1 point, and we have to come back on Friday and really make it count to get those 2 points.
But even when results have gone against us, the bowlers have sort of taken wickets. Even on Sunday, you got a couple of early wickets yourself, and I guess, like you say, if you keep taking wickets, you're never out of a game, are you?
Exactly. I think that's what we've been doing very well this competition so far. I think the bowling unit's really worked hard with Pop executing plans and so on, and really knowing what you want to do when you get out there. And it's always good if you have bowlers backing up the batters. And obviously, 210 is a big score. You won't say that the bowlers really did their job until we actually batted and see how our batters went. So, but we'll take this.
And to Lancashire playing tomorrow night. Both teams on 9 points at the minute. The groups are open, so it's going to be a big game, isn't it, on Friday?
Yeah, I had a look at the log a little bit earlier, and goodness me, everybody is winning everybody. So you will have to play right till the end, because there's always opportunities. Getting up there now, I think the top six places, you all still got a proper chance to get up there. So we'll have to take their 2 points, hopefully, on Friday.
You have games rained off. I guess this is the stage to do it, isn't it? You don't want it happening right at the end, because there's still a lot to play for, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I won't say, I think it's, you would have ideally won at least 2 points, but at this stage, with that amount of runs, you don't really, as few blips and so on, and you could lose this game. So this 1 point keeps us up in the table still, so we'll take the positives out of this anyway.
Thanks for your time.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.